Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
I expose people to magic. I expose them to something they're never otherwise going to see in their boring, normal lives. And I gave that to them.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
That's how I roll.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Radical people like Sean Penn and Mel Gibson and Colin Farrell and
Pedro Fernandez.
Radical people.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title successfully now for better than three decades. And straight up today, we're talking an hour of combat sports on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeart Radio Network, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Straight up, an hour of combat sports. We'll talk boxing for about half an hour, then we'll go switch gears. We'll talk MMA, of course, UFC 180 right around the corner. The heavyweight championship of the world on the line as Cain Velasquez is on the sidelines, so we've got that to talk about. In fact, the UFC is going with a fight night tonight in Brazil, a fight night last night in Australia, which was technically today. The bottom line is Luke Rockhold whooped on Michael Bisping in that main event. Of course, I think it was UFC Fight Night 56 live from Australia last night on Fight Pass only. Straight up, lots of stuff to talk about, of course, tonight. HBO Championship Boxing, the main event. The ageless wonder, Bernard Hopkins, 49 years old. A marvel, no question about it. But he's about, the fat lady's getting ready to sing, is what I'm trying to say. As far as the career of Bernard Hopkins is concerned. Of course, it will come to the end at the hands of Sergey Kolov, the undefeated Russian, now living in Florida. He's the real deal. He punches so hard that Nathan Cleverley, the former WBO light heavyweight title holder, the first thing he said when he sat down in the corner after the first round was, quote, "He hits hard." Yeah, Bernard's going to find out as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines if you wish. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeart Radio Network, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
There are more than 143 million children who are orphaned each year. Their future can change with your help. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest organization dedicated to vulnerable children. At SOS Children's Villages, children are given a loving home, family, quality health care, and education until they can thrive on their own and lead a successful, independent life. Help SOS Children's Villages provide loving homes for vulnerable children. Visit www.sosusa.org for information on how you can help.
Do you have a used musical instrument gathering dust? This weekend at Guitar Center, turn your used gear into new gear. Now through Sunday, our experts are buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. We'll pay you on the spot, and if you're looking to upgrade, when you trade in, we'll give you an additional 15% off that new piece of gear you really want. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements, because we're buying qualified instruments this weekend during Guitar Center's trade-in and trade-up savings event. Now through Sunday. Exclusions apply and 15% offer. Find details at guitarcenter.com/trade-in.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient personal professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
And I just wanted to be respected for my era, to be mentioned in the name of Ray Robinson and Marvin Hagler and Ray Leonard, and to be mentioned in the top four and the top five. Wherever you put me at, wherever history put me at, I am grateful and humble to be
now,
there.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
What's that supposed to be, some kind of sick joke?
Check it, 12 and a half minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Straight up, if you haven't downloaded the iHeartRadio app yet, what are you waiting for? You can take Ring Talk anywhere you go, be it live or on a delayed basis. Straight up, they've got the archives. They give us our own page. We got it going on. Go to iHeartRadio.com, download the app. You can take Ring Talk live or delayed anywhere you go on your tablet or your smartphone. Straight up. That is the iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com. We are hours away, of course, from the light heavyweight showdown. Bernard Hopkins, 49 years old, taking on Sergey Kovalev, who's 31 years old. Of course, that's got almost 20 years in age. And, of course, that's what I think is going to be the determination here, the determining factor. But we'll get to that in a little bit. I want to talk about my trip to Las Vegas this past week. First of all, I want to thank the WBO. Of course, they took me down there and they treated me like gold and gave me this big fat award. And I'll have that on the website next week. And they treat, I mean, just, I was treated like a prince, like a prince. I was treated like a prince for like a week in Caesar's Palace. I mean, it was incredible. I had a room that a porn set, you could have shot a porn movie in there. How do I know? Because somebody I know in the porn industry came over to my room and said, you know, we could use this room to do a shoot. How would you feel about that? And I went, yeah, I don't know. Cause I didn't want to, you know, tie in any scandals with the WBO and them giving me a free room, but I could have made $500 renting out my room, but I didn't do it. But it was a 4-room suite at Caesars, and get this, I didn't find the second bathroom until the third day. I was there four and a half days. Didn't find the second bathroom until the third day. That's how big this place was. Anyway, it was a blast to be there. Unfortunately, the food court at Caesars Palace that was closed, remodeling that, so I went and searched for a cheap meal. Well, I went searching, and I could be still searching because a cheap meal in Las Vegas is no more. I kid you not. The best price I can get on any meal on the Strip, circa Caesar's Palace, was $10, a little bit less than $10 at Panda Express, unless you wanted to go to McDonald's and get like a quarter pounder with cheese and some fries. Okay, it was $10 at Panda Express. That's the only thing remotely even close to being healthy. Seriously. And everything else was, you know, $15, $20, $30, $40. Get this, the buffets, one of the buffets was $49. $49 for a buffet. How in the heck? I want to use a more heavier word than that, but I'm going to leave it like that. How in the heck do you take your family to Las Vegas when the buffets are $49 a pop? You know what happened here? Corporate America took over and the mafia was run out. That's what happened. The mob is no more. The mob influence is gone. The place has changed. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Let me tell you a little about the history of Vegas. Okay, back in the day, of course, we all know that the mob started Vegas in the 60s. They got loans from Jimmy Hoffa and the Teamsters Union to expand certain hotels. And one of the hotels that was mobbed up was the Stardust Hotel, of which I was a proud repeat customer because they treated me like gold. I mean, I was in my 20s. They treated me like gold. I mean, I'm serious. It was always Mr. Fernandez, and even if you stayed at one of those outside rooms, you know, where you drive your car up and park in front of your door, it's either on the first or the second floor, even if you, they still treated you like gold. It didn't matter whether you stayed in the tower or whether you stayed in the drive-up rooms. They treated you like you were something special. That was what the mob did, okay? Now, I don't I don't agree with the methods in which they collected debts, but, you know, if you were a degenerate gambler and you put yourself in a position like that, I don't want to see your family get hurt, but you sort of brought that on yourself, all right? I'll just put it to you like that. But back in the days when the mob ran Las Vegas, there were comps. There were comps. And there were even more comps. I mean, everything was a comp. Everybody got a comp. Everybody felt like a celebrity. I mean, the guy would say to you, hey, how'd you like to go to a show tonight? Want to take your girl? And you go, yeah, okay, this guy would have bent notes. And he, I'd love to. And he'd send you to a show. And of course, you know, he'd say something like, make sure you tip the waitresses and things like that. Well, he only says that because, you know, a lot of people stiff people. And you've got to tip. Tipping is like not a city in China. It's something you've got to do. It's a ritual, especially when you're involved in working with anybody in the service industry. Anyway, Las Vegas, as I walked up and down the strip, it's sort of corralled now, and you really can't jaywalk anymore. And I guess that's safe. I guess, you know, a lot of less people are getting killed and run over. But it's inconvenient. Okay, for those of us that aren't drunk, it's inconvenient. We got to walk blocks to cross the street. I don't know. The remodeling of Las Vegas, the $40 buffets, these high-priced restaurants, you know, back to the history. Of course, the mob ran the joint all the way up until probably the late 1990s, mid-1990s, somewhere around there. And they sort of got ran off and corporate America took over. But I remember back in the day with Anthony Spilotro, the Ant, the most notorious mobster in Las Vegas. I mean, this guy was a cold-blooded killer out of Chicago, okay? He was sent to Las Vegas to be the enforcer by the Chicago mob. And he was a little tiny guy. They called him the Ant. He was the guy that Joe Pesci played, I believe, in the movie Casino. Anyway, Anthony Spilotro was seated at a bar one night at the Stardust Hotel, and my buddy Jim Hunter came up, and this, you know, he had went to go to the bathroom or something like that. So my buddy Jim Hunter jumped on his seat. And Jim Hunter was a former publicist for the Las Vegas Hilton back about 1988. He was also a publicist for Don King Productions for a long time, and he did some freelance boxing writing. But anyway, he sits down in the Ant's chair, and this guy is like the number one guy in Vegas. This guy gets you killed by snapping his finger, okay? Anyway, he walks up behind Hunter, and he goes, get up! Like that. And Jim looks back, and Jim goes to say something, and the bartender touches Jim's hand at the same time to get his attention and shakes his head. No, no, no. Don't do that. Don't do that. And Jim didn't say anything, and he got up, and, you know, he had the big chip on his shoulder, but he still got up, and he left. Well, you know what? Had he not decided to get up and leave, he'd be a dead man today. Because Spilotro did not mess around. This was a guy that stuck your head in a vice and squeezed. Now, I'm not trying to say I want to elect him mayor of Las Vegas or I want his type running Las Vegas. But when people like that, unfortunately, people associated with of people of that ilk, when they ran Las Vegas, it was better. I mean, families used to come into town in the station wagon, and you'd park at the Stardust, you'd park your car in front, you know, and the family would sit in the room, and you go gamble, the wife go gamble, and you guys go out and sit by the pool. I mean, who wants to go now to a hotel and sit in, like, 40-story hotel, a 35-story hotel? You got to come downstairs, you got to go to the pool, you got to walk a half a mile. I mean, come on, where's the convenience? It ain't there no more. It ain't there no more, okay? That family atmosphere, it's gone in Las Vegas. Forget Finite, no more. Okay? Places like the Westward Ho. And I bring up the Westward Ho because of the name. Westward Ho. My ex-girlfriend, the former Maria Ramirez, she associated, when I told her I was training in Las Vegas, she said, I don't like it. She was not into me abstaining before fights. Of course, I won 4 Golden Glove championships and some other titles, but the bottom line was I abstained before a fight, sometimes 3 to 4 weeks before a fight. Psychologically, it helped me. Physically, I don't know if it helped me, but psychologically, it did. Anyway, she had a problem with that. So I went to Vegas, trained for a fight down here in Las Vegas, and I was training at Johnny Taco's gym out there in Maine in Charleston, where I was last week checking out. Beautiful place still. People still running it. Nice people. But anyway, I was at Johnny Taco's training there, and I was staying at the Westward Ho. Okay? So I called her and told her. She goes, well, where are you staying? I said, I'm staying at the Westward Ho. So all she heard was ho, and she went absolutely berserk, and she associated that with prostitution. How ignorant and how immature she was, but that's what she did. She associated it with prostitution. She went absolutely nuts, screaming, blah, 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 blah. This is back in the days when, you know, phone calls cost like 10 bucks a minute. Terminated that call. It's over. As was the relationship soon thereafter. But the bottom line is the Westward Ho is gone. The place that was next to it, Slots of Fun, that's gone. I mean, these little, just sort of like places where they had apartments in the back. I mean, these were sort of cool. The Westboro had their own, like, series of apartment buildings in the back, and they were, like, you know, one-story apartment buildings and have, like, three or four bedrooms in them, and you could rent them out for less than 50, 60 bucks a night. I mean, and if you brought, like, even if you came by yourself, who cares? At 50 or 60 bucks a night, the Westboro was, like, the best deal in Las Vegas outside of the Mardi Gras, which was the first hotel we ever stayed at back in the days of Muhammad Ali in the 70s. But straight up, when we stayed at the Westboro, we were all treated like kings. We had a great time. Girlfriends didn't like it. So what? Bottom line was, Las Vegas is not Las Vegas anymore. It just isn't. Corporate America came in. Here's what the mob ruled it. The mob was, you know, mob sort of, you did your thing in Vegas. You gambled. You had a good time. You got to have a lot of comps, and the comps made you feel like somebody special, okay? Then corporate America took over, and slowly but surely, they decided they were going to turn Las Vegas into a family atmosphere. Remember that? They built the amusement park at the MGM Grand. I took my daughter, Jacqueline, there. We had a blast. They had a great roller coaster. I mean, all kinds of fun rides in this little amusement park that was on the MGM lot there in Las Vegas, right off the Las Vegas Strip, okay? A beautiful place, no question about it. But it didn't work. Okay, they tried to over pump the circus thing. You know, bring your family and see a circus. It didn't work. All that stuff didn't work. So they went away from the family thing because they weren't making any money gambling. The gambling drop was nil. I mean, you're not going to gamble if you got your family with you. Okay, so the gambling dropped. They were in trouble. They decided to go in another direction. Then they made Las Vegas, oh, the place where Vegas is Vegas, you know, and nobody says nothing about it. And that's what it's all about now. An adult playground, that's expensive. But as far as gaming is concerned, gaming is sort of secondary to Macau and, of course, Indian reservations across the country. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He holds my hand, I'm so proud.
That's my baby. Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member Darlene Love, born Darlene Wright. Phil Spector made her famous. 50 years later, she's still rocking it. 73 years old. I saw her a few months ago, and she would have blown the roof off the place, but it was an outdoor arena. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Speaking of sports, tonight we're going to go at 10 p.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Sirius XM Satellite Radio, as well as iHeartRadio at 10 p.m. Pacific time with Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. And I'm going to bring a little bit of boxing there, but not boxing per se. I'm going to bring you a referee and talk about the deaths in boxing and things like that. And, you know, the responsibility. It's an interview you probably wouldn't hear normally, but the bottom line is we're going to go with Joe Cortez tonight at 10 p.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And then we'll bring Joe back and run him on the Sunday edition tomorrow of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We're going to go with Joe Cortez and Paco Valcarcel, Francisco Valcarcel, the Honorable President of the World Boxing Organization, of course, just concluding their Congress in Las Vegas. It was a fantastic event. I told you about the room I had. In fact, there was a friend of mine that's in the porn industry, and he said to me, man, we could use this room to short. As I said, they could use this room to shoot a movie in it. Bottom line is, I want to thank Paco, not for the porno room, but just for the great times and the great memories and the fantastic award. Now, a guy that shared those awards with me is on the line from Las Vegas, Nevada, Mr. Kevin Perry, KP of ringtalk.com. What's up, Kev?
What's up? How are you doing?
Fine. How are you, sir?
Good.
Okay. Kovalev. Now, he's 31 years old. He's going to beat Bernard Hopkins like a rag doll. And the only reason why I can't understand it, that people are picking a 49-year-old man to win, is A, it's either a racial thing, either you're black and you like Hopkins and his militant-like style, or you're just a dummy, and like Jim Lampley, who says, you know, I think that Hopkins can win. How the hell can you pick a 49-year-old man to beat a 31-year-old man that is actually undefeated and awesome at that?
Well, I think the reason why is because we haven't really seen Kovalev with any elite-level opponents. I mean, the guys that he's fought, he was supposed to beat, but he did so in such a decisive manner that you have to assume that he should beat a 49-year-old. But obviously, we've seen Hopkins win some fights that were considered big upsets, but Hopkins, Kovalev only has 24 fights. Hopkins has about 60 fights, and he hasn't taken much punishment. So that's something that needs to be taken into consideration.
That's going to change tonight. Kevin, excuse me. That's going to change tonight. Because let me tell you something. I've watched this guy spar. I've watched him work back in the days when he was with the trainer down there, and that Abel Sanchez down there in San Diego. I remember him in those days. Remember the four-round fights, him hitting that hard. You could hear it up there in the cheap seats. Nobody hits this hard, I think, or he's one of the hardest hitters pound for pound, but nobody hits this hard in the 175-pound weight division. And I'm telling Kev, I don't go out on limbs too often and saw it off, but I'm telling you, I'm not going out on a limb here. I think Kovalev is going to smoke the old man like a blunt.
Well, I think Kovalev is going to beat him, and I know Hopkins is a great chin, but I think Kovalev is going to stop him. And the reason why is I've kind of seen Hopkins' reflexes slip quite a bit in his last few fights. He's been hit against opponents who aren't really that great. I mean, he's fought some decent guys, but he hasn't really fought anybody in the last few years that's been really all that good. And I think Kovalev is the goods. I mean, the only scenario I could see Hopkins maybe winning is if he can kind of outbox him early and kind of get him into that freeze mode he does with guys. And if Kovalev doesn't take a punch all that well, I think that's the thing that if Kovalev doesn't take a punch well, I think Hopkins can maybe hurt him with some of those sneaky punches he throws. I mean, he's got a great lead right hand. He's got a good left hook, and he's pretty hard to hit, and he's a great counter puncher. But he's 50. I'm sorry, he's not 59. He's 49, but he might as well be 59 because, I mean, you can't beat a 49-year-old. I mean, you probably need to find a different occupation.
Exactly. I mean, but yet, you know, people are going out and saying, you know, that Hopkins is going to win this fight. And I give Bernard all kinds of praise, 55-6, a couple of draws, 32 whacks. Of course, the former undisputed 160-pound champion, of course, Sergey Kovalev, unbeaten, 23-0 with that crazy draw that was on a cut and 23 KOs. I mean, I think he's the real deal. And, you know, I've watched Kovalev from the early days, and I just think that this is his moment. I think he's going to step out. I think he's going to show tonight that he is the best light heavyweight in the world. And Adonis Stevenson, you know, you're fighting up there in Canada. This, you know, that's going to be the fight for 2015, a light heavyweight, him and Stevenson, I believe. But I got to say this, Kev, as dominant as I think Kovalev can be at 175, I don't think he could win at 168 because I think the weight would kill him, and I don't think he could fight at 200 because I think the weight would kill him. So I think he's sort of frozen at 175. What do you think about that?
Oh, I agree with you, and I guess the biggest thing in my mind here, what this fight's going to come down to is how well Kovalev deals with Hopkins, his kind of dirty style, if Hopkins can push him back. Because I've never seen Kovalev fight going backwards. And my belief is, if you're fighting a puncher, I know everybody thinks differently. I think if you're fighting somebody who fights well coming forward, you got to come forward. You got to push them back. You got to make them fight off the back foot, which they're not used to doing. And I think that's what Hopkins is going to – you can establish his jab early, and then maybe halfway through the fight, if he's still around, which I don't even think he's going to be around, but – if he's still around at that point, I think he's going to push him back. He's going to get inside, do kind of his dirty work, his dirty boxing, so to speak, and just kind of wear him down and just make it ugly. Because, I mean, at this point, that's how Hopkins wins fights. He makes the fights ugly. He stinks the joint out, but he's a master at it. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like stealing money. If you can get a bet down on Sergey Kovalev, get it down on Sergey Kovalev. I would bet him inside the distance, but I would just bet him, period. I mean, I think he's going to win. I don't think he's a 2.5 or 3-1 favorite in some people's mind. And other folks are saying, you know, this is the time to clean up on some of that upset money with Lyle. Well, this isn't Kelly Pavlik. Okay, this isn't Kelly Pavlik. This isn't a guy that had an alcohol problem and had drug abuse problems and things like that. Didn't have substance abuse problems. This guy doesn't have those problems. He's a mean. He's a really a mean guy. A 23-0-1, a 25-0-1. He's a mean guy, and more power to him. I think that he's going to prevail tonight. I think he's going to go on and beat Adonis Stevenson. Speaking of fights coming up next week, we got Kubrat Pulev, the cat from Bulgaria, taking on Vladimir Klitschko. Vladimir Klitschko. Eventually, I guess the test is going to be Deontay Wilder because it isn't this guy from Bulgaria, is it?
No, I think I've seen some footage of Pulev, but the problem with him is he's not a big puncher, and I don't think anyone could really, if the heavyweight division can outbox Vladimir Klitschko. So, I mean, you got to be somebody that hits hard, that can get inside on him and unload combinations, kind of like what Lehman Brewster did when he knocked out Klitschko. That's how you beat a big guy is once you get inside, you just got to let your hands go. You can't let him tie you up. And Pulev is more of a boxer. I mean, he's tall, but he's a jab kind of guy with, you know, some decent skills. But he's just a tall guy who doesn't have the skills that Klitschko does, doesn't have the conditioning. He's a bit younger, but I don't think that's going to come into play.
Okay. Real quick, the Reader's Digest version. Are you surprised, even though the HBO spent over $50 million, that most of America doesn't know there are two Klitschkos? Are you surprised?
I'm not too surprised, just because the thing with the heavyweight division is you need exciting fights to make yourself as a great fighter. Either that, or you got to have spectacular knockouts like Mike Tyson did. Klitschko, he's more methodical. I mean, he does have a lot of knockouts. I mean, he's knocked out most of his opponents, but the fights just themselves they lack drama, and I think that's what people want to see. And that's kind of the same similar thing with Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather is very effective, but it's just not exciting.
Okay, real quick, last fight, Deontay Wilder and Berman Stavern, of course, for the WBC title. Eventually, they're going to clash. You know, although everybody says it'd be great for America, you know, if Deontay Wilder won, I really would like to see Stavern win because I think that Wilder hasn't paid his dues yet. I mean, he hasn't fought one live body, has he?
I think he's fought some live bodies, but I think the problem is the heavyweight division is so lack of talent that when you blow these guys out so quick, you tend to kind of not give the guy a whole lot of credit. I mean, I understand where you're coming from, but I mean, when you're knocking the guys out and you're doing what you're supposed to do and you've cleaned everybody out within the distance, I mean, you got to give the guy a little bit of credit. I mean, it isn't like he's just knocking me and you out. I mean, you understand what I'm saying?
Good enough, KP. Good fight tonight. HBO Championship Boxing live from the house that Arturo Gatti built, the Atlantic City Boardwalk Hall, of course. Straight up Kovalev and Hopkins, HBO Championship Boxing main event. KP, talk to you soon.
All right, thanks.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Next up, we talk MMA on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Tower of Power, talking about the price of oil and gas. And guess what? It's under $3.
If your dog suffers from sore joints, skin rash, or other signs of aging, Dogevity is for you.
It would get so bad that I'd have her out a block from the house and she couldn't even walk home.
When she was a young dog, her little hind quarter gave out on her. We took her to the veterinarian. They said that she would require surgery.
When they're on the Dogevity, they seem like they get a whole nother gear out of themselves.
In my more than 30 years as a vet, I've never seen a supplement make such a difference in pets' vitality and health.
I mean, I saw immediate results. At age 14, she's like a little puppy.
My son-in-law told me about Dogevity. Within 5 days, it was like a miracle.
Since Dogevity, our game of tug-of-war is back on.
To try Dogevity today, visit Dogevity.com.
Dogevity.com.
Dogevity. Dogevity.com.
Call 855-543-8484.
855-543-8484. I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's going to be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Entry fees start at just $1. No season-long commitment, no upfront fees. Play each week or whenever you want. FanDuel is paying out more than $10 million every single week, but you have to play to win, so sign up today. Go to FanDuel.com and click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use my code DRYER and sign up now. That's FanDuel.com, code word DRYER.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month. All at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Round number one, schedule number three. Oh! He catches Ray with a shot. Ray ties him up. Kimbo the aggressive. Tries to grab Ray and drive him down the gable. There he goes. Ray's unable to gain control. Kimbo trying like a wild animal. He is wild. Ray is going to get past this early fury. Look at Kimbo with the Muay Thai kicks. He's got it all. Ray trying to line up a shot and weather the storm. He knows what it's like to have to weather an early storm.
Yeah, the short range punch is hammering in.
Burns is going to have to get back to arm's length to be what to be in his comfort zone now. Boy, Doug Lynch's solid knees for the midsection. Kimbo now leading Mercer. Now lighting up with boxing combinations. Who could have thought that this would have happened? Mercer laying against the cage, eating blow after blow. Elbow, body shot, and now a double leg takedown, and it's back on the ground.
Well, he's got him glitched up, though. Ray's got a lot of power. He's got him in a headlock, but you see the way Kimbo was able to break that. He's so strong. He's actually got him in side control. How about this? He runs the canvas, and Ray's on top now. Look at this stuff.
Who would have said it would be Kimbo on the back with Ray Mercer in his guard? Kimbo, they're tapping out. Guillotine choke. Tap out win for Kimbo.
Just like that, he caught him in the guillotine, and before it could stop, we wouldn't believe it would have ended in a guillotine chokehold, but he caught Ray, and this Kimbo up on the cage.
This crowd going insane. Kimbo climbing to the top of the cage like King Kong on the top of the Empire State Building. Mixed martial arts world. Kimbo has given his notice. He's here, and he needs to stick around.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Fitting we come back with the MMA segment with happy birthday to Paul Calloway. Paul and I took in a USC event down in San Jose a couple of years ago. A fantastic event. It was one of those nights where you're looking at the octagon and you're saying, oh, this is a little too heavy for me. Of course, we're talking about Dan Henderson and Shogun Ryu going to war down there for five rounds at 205 pounds. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Last night, this morning, today, I don't know, depending on where you live in the world, but in Australia, it was the 8th of November, and Luke Rockhold, that hot middleweight, and I mean, he is hot, 185 pounds, of course, maybe he could present a viable challenge to the current world middleweight champion, Mr. Chris Weidman, but he choked out Michael Bisping last night with a guillotine choke in the second round, 57 seconds in, and of course, that was the main event, UFC Fight Night Live. From on Fight Pass only on Fight Pass. This is sort of a bummer because you either got to steal it, go somewhere and steal the signal, or you got to subscribe to the UFC's their little Fight Pass thing where they give you like $9.99 a month. You get to watch some of these cards that they wouldn't show, or they would be on like at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning normally over here because you know they're coming to you from other parts of the world, and when they go live in Australia, it's not the same as going live in New York. But Rockhold, of course, and taking care of Michael Bisping. The first time Bisping's ever been stopped, I believe. And as I said, a guillotine choke, round number 285-pound picture, is becoming clearer as we speak. And Luke Rockhold looks like the formidable challenger, the only real challenger. Of course, the world middleweight champion off with, I believe, a hurt knee or a foot. Forget which one it was. There's so many injuries going around the UFC right now. But the champion, Chris Weidman, out of upstate New York, he's off. His fight with Vitor Belfort is put off for a bit. And, of course, he is the man at 185, the man that silenced the entire world of MMA, not once but twice. Actually, never silenced him. They're still talking smack about it. They're saying it was a fluke. You don't knock somebody cold, knock them out cold, as Anderson Silva was the first time with Chris Weidman, and call it a fluke. That's not a fluke. Okay, and then the second time, you know, Weidman checked his shin kick with his knee, as you're supposed to do, and he broke his leg. That's part of the game. That's why you defend with that part of the leg. You're not trying to break some guy's knee or a leg or his calf bone, but you're trying to dissuade him from doing that and opening up with those kicks. And, of course, that stopped Anderson Silva from kicking for a long, long time. Speaking of Anderson Silva, rushed to a hospital this week. Lightheaded. I don't know what's going on with that, but you know, I don't think he's in the best of condition to be coming back at 38 years old. He's having problems and maybe making weight's one of them. Of course, he's going to fight Nick Diaz, I believe, in January. And Nick Diaz, of course, the former Strikeforce champion at 170 pounds. They're going to do this at 185. Big mistake for Nick Diaz not calling for a catchweight fight here. But Nick Diaz wanted this fight so bad. He wanted it so bad that I think he would have took it if Anderson Silva was allowed to weigh 250 pounds. It's just the way it is. I mean, he really wanted this fight. Why he wanted this fight? Well, he needs something big to get back in the UFC picture, does the former Strikeforce champion, because, you know, since he's come to the UFC, he's failed miserably. I mean, he really has. I mean, he hasn't showed up for fights. Some fights he showed up for, he's tested positive for weed, and that's not a big thing, but, you know, don't do it. Don't do it and get caught. I mean, come on. Do it like Mike Tyson used to with the Wizinator. He had that fake penis. He used to piss after all these fights with a fake penis, all right? He had somebody else's urine. But the bottom line is he was caught not once, not twice, but I think three times. And Nick Diaz, not the smartest fighter in the game, but taking on Anderson Silva in a match, I think that, well, I think he's bitten off a lot. And the whole thing will boil down to the weight difference between the two men, being one being a natural welterweight at 170 and the other being a natural middleweight or maybe a small light heavyweight at 185/205. Al Iaquinta was the winner in the co-feature, taking out Ross Pearson. That was a TKO and punches. In fact, they were all finishes on this card. That's right. Matchmaker Zo Silva, no decisions. None. Let me go through the card for you. Those guys were lightweights. Al Iaquinta was a lightweight winner. Of course, middleweight Robert Whittaker took out Clint Hester. That was a TKO in round number two, 243 in. Knee and punches. Okay, knees and punches. I mean, another TKO. Wait. And then the heavyweight on the card. The guy that everybody is looking at. What's he now? 22-4. He's a 265-pound Samoan monster from down there. Of course, had his thing with the UFC. I think one or two fights and it didn't pan out. But now he's back with the UFC. His name is Saul Palate, and he knocked out Walt Harris. Walt Harris came in about 240, 245, knocked him out with punches. Round number two, this guy's the real deal as far as punching is concerned. Of course, we got the other Samoan, the throwing Samoan, the slowing Samoan, depending on what Mark Hunt's going to show up against Fabrice Werdum. Of course, 1 week from today, Mexico City, the main event was supposed to be Cain Velasquez and Fabrice Werdum, and now it's going to be Fabrice Werdum, and of course, the formidable challenger, the Samoan that he can punch. He's a monster early on, and he's got some endurance as well. I'm talking about Mark Hunt. He's got it. Okay, whether he'll win the title next week, that remains to be seen. But you know what would be a great fight, I think, is Soy Palatai and his Samoan counterpart. That would be one hell of a fight. I mean, that because Samoans, there is so much pride involved in fighting with Samoans. You just wouldn't believe it. I mean, I knew Billy Tavaki. He was a champion of Samoa for a long time. And in 1979, he won the Golden Gloves here in San Francisco. And then he went off to the Samoa and he won the Samoan Championship, was considered like a prince or a king or something like that over there. And his brother, Ray Tavaki, was also a Golden Gloves champion back in 1979. He just passed away about 3 or 4 months ago. But, I mean, these guys, they were monsters. They were monsters. Not the most well-conditioned guys as far as endurance was concerned, but the Samoans, they could get you, and they can get you early. And last night, Saul Palate got Walt Harris in the second round. Some other fights on the card, as I said, all stoppages. Jake Matthews, technical submission, rear naked choke, 2 minutes, take that at 152 in round number two. Those guys were lightweights. At 205 pounds, or lightweights. Anthony Perroche beat up on Guto Innocente. That was a submission, a rear naked choke. That guy didn't make it out of the first round with 3 minutes and 47 seconds. 346 on that one. Middleweights, 185. Sam Alvey beat up on Dylan Andrews. That was a KO. That was in round one. This is like all stoppages. No decisions. I don't think this has ever been done before. This is a record. Not this many fights on a card. I think it's like 11. We'll count the fights in a minute, but it's incredible. Anyway, flyweights, 125 pounds. Of course, the champion is Demetrius Johnson in the United States. Luis Smolka beat up on Richie Valcu. That was a TKO. It was a head kick and punches. That came in the third round. The time was 16 seconds. In a middleweight fight between Daniel Kelly and Luke Zachrich, ended early. That was a Kimura hold, and of course a Kimura choke. That was at 427, a round number one. And bantamweights, Marcus Brimich beat up on, I knew it had one of these names, Jorbalok Turuxin. It was a KO, round number one, 258, one kick to the head, and it was all over. So these were all finishes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 finishes, 11 knockouts on the card. Does that mean that the card was like balanced, unbalanced, and, you know, the A guys were superior to the B guys by such a significant manner that they all won by knockout? No, I don't think so. I don't think Joe Silva does that kind of thing. I think that Joe Silva just happened to have all knockouts on the card. Okay, and, you know, the guys are coming in from Australia, from the United States for the most part, and they're ready to go, and they're ready to rock, and, you know, emotions get going. They're in Australia. They sold that place out last night, you know, and they're going to sell the place out tonight in Brazil. That's right. They're going to Uberlandia, Brazil. Some gym down there, the municipal gym. Anyway, they're figuring about 15,000 people. The official fight card, of course, on top of the Mauricio Shogun Rua taking on Ovin St. Peru. They are duking it out at a light heavyweight. It's a five-round main event, five-minute rounds. The welterweight co-feature, Warley Alves taking on Alan Jordan. and Jubin and welterweight contest. Claudio Silva taking on Leon Sanders. The rest of the card is going to be on, that starts on Fox Sports 1. There's a women's card on, women's fight on the card. Women's strawweight. That's going to be like 115 pounds now. I guess 115, 105 pounds. Anyway, Julia Lima taking on Nina Asaroff. That's going to be a good fight because when these women get in the octagon or even they get in the ring as professional boxers or MMA fighters, they know they are carrying the sport of women's combat sports. They're carrying it on their shoulders each and every time they get in the ring. Because if one girl pusses out, if one girl fights like a girl, per se, I don't mean that say that in the wrong way, but if that's what happens and one of them was a cowardly walkaway, that would just like tarnish the sport. And everybody's people say, oh, did you see that? Did you see that fight? But no, they realize this each and every time they get into the ring of the octagon, whichever it may be, the combat, for combat sports, these women are primed and ready to go. And, of course, Ronda Rousey talking all kinds of smack this past week about Chris Cyborg Santos, saying that she should be arrested for attempted murder by, you know, for fighting under on performance-enhancing drugs. And, of course, I said that years ago. I think Ronda stole that line from me. But I think I said that years ago, that anybody that's caught fighting on performance-enhancing drugs, steroids, things like that, should be suspended for life and booked for assault with a deadly weapon because you are packing, you know, you're packing a deadly weapon. I mean, this is fighting. This isn't baseball. This isn't where Barry Bonds was cheating and hitting balls over the fence, okay, and lying about it to grand juries. Shane Mosley lied to the grand jury. No, take that back. Shane Mosley told the truth to the grand jury, admitted he took the clear and the cream in preparation for his fight with Oscar De La Hoya back in 2004. But, you know, that Balco grand jury, what did it amount to? The government spent all that money and they're still in court with Barry Bonds. They couldn't prove the case against Bonds. Bottom line is, I don't think they tried all that hard. But then again, Bonds' trainer wouldn't give him up. He just wouldn't give him up. In the end, I guess the old school, I pay you, you take care of me, that's what happened as far as Barry Bonds was concerned. But back to steroids, back to the world of MMA. Women in MMA, are they taking steroids too? Yeah, Chris Cyborg Santos tested positive for steroids. Okay. Other women have tested positive for steroids. I mean, everybody's looking for an edge. I mean, back in the days when there was creatine available at like GNC or whatever, Shane Mosley, when he fought for the World Lightweight Championship back about 15 years ago, of course, against that guy, Philip Holiday from Africa for the IBF lightweight title. Of course, he took creatine. I mean, everybody's looking for an edge. As he got on later, he took, you know, steroids and human growth hormone and GHP. I mean, he did it all. He did it all. As far as he could, blood work was concerned. He was doing the blood poisoning, the blood doping. I mean, he did it all. There wasn't nothing Mosley didn't do. Everybody's looking for an edge, but this is fighting now. And I think if you have that edge in fighting, that you deserve to be banned for life, and you also deserve to be brought up on criminal charges. Because you know what? I think that's a criminal act. Entering a contest of combat, being on steroids. Bottom line is, that's the way I feel. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget the Sunday edition, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and SiriusXM Satellite Radio.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Make sure you tune in to the Sports Byline Combat Sports Recap with Pedro Fernandez. Saturday nights on Sports Byline USA Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. Brought to you by Alchemy Water.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright.
Listen to the man here.
The truth from the great Curtis Mayfield. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The combat sports schedule for Saturday. Check it out. HBO Sports is going to go at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time with Amir Mansour taking on Frederick Kasai. That is a heavyweight bout. Of course, Kathy Duva putting that together. NBC Sportsnet. Fox Sports 1 goes at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 7:30 on the West Coast with the UFC Fight Night. Of course, from Brazil, Mauricio Shogun Rua versus Ovince St. Preux. So that's happening tonight. HBO goes at 10:45 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 7:45 p.m. out here on the West Coast with Bernard Hopkins in the Funeral of the Man from Philadelphia versus Sergey Kovalev for the World Light Heavyweight Championship. And on Unimas, the Unimas Network, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 o'clock. Take that back, 11 p.m. on the West Coast, too, delayed. A lightweight bout between Diego Magdaleno, who's world-ranked, and Hevesin Herrera. So that's the fight schedule for Saturday night. Now, speaking of Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, we come back with the Sports and Overnight America show, of course, weekend edition, myself, and I've got some great gangsters, some great sports gangsters, my mafia, folks. We hang out at 10 p.m. Pacific time Saturday nights, and we hook it up. We talk sports in general. We'll even talk, like, you know, a little off sports once in a while, but the bottom line is we do cover the NFL, and we're winning some money. Week in and week out, winning money on the NFL. So not too many people beat the NFL. We happen to be beating the NFL. We're happy. We're halfway through the season or almost or better, and we're winning some money. So the NFL is doing okay. But the Niners, we'll talk about that. Of course, NBA is off and running. Major League Baseball, the Giants, another World Series, 10 p.m. Pacific time, Saturday nights, Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. Check us out on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and SiriusXM Satellite Radio. Well, I want to thank my producer, Scott Cuddy. I want to thank my man, Kevin Perry. I want to thank all of you, the Ring Talk family listeners. Maybe whether you're listening to me for the very first time or you've been here for the 30 years we've been on the air, more power to you, and I thank you so much. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, download that iHeartRadio app, iHeartRadio.com, and check out Ring Talk.